Hi, my name is Barry Manandi, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Our main role is to increase the number of players and develop youth and women football and furthering coach education.
And weaving across the line to celebrate victory is Max Verstappen. Max Verstappen wins the Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
The moment has finally come. Ronaldinho, whatever you want to call. You can unveil it.
Dembele.
Z. Changes in our rugby. The Formula One race in Azerbaijan, the street circuit in Baku, was a scene of high drama. And then, of course, last night, high drama in Paris, where Ousmane Dembele was crowned the king of them all. The team is in the studio. Sean Tafelenyika, who's our producer. And then, of course, Alois Bunjira is here. My name is Barry Manandi. Going to be a crackerjack show. So let's get into it. 0772-168-045. That's our number here. We want to know what your thoughts are.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. Stereo. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
All right, on to our lead story, which is that the Zimbabwe Football Association has reaffirmed its commitment to building a stronger foundation for the growth of football in the country by unveiling key priorities under the leadership of its head of technical, Dominic Nyonzima. Speaking at the unveiling, Nyonzima emphasized that technical development is a long-term process requiring vision, stability, and perseverance.
Our main role that is asked to us is to increase the number of players. Most of the time, people forget about this, is to increase the number of players and develop youth and women football and furthering coach education, as well as developing documentation and research in our football. So those are the main components that are in the technical department. The long-term development plan will serve as a roadmap. We're going to put in our ambitions where we want to go. And most of the time, when we are talking about a long-term development plan, it goes in four phases. The first one is the situation analysis. Where are we today? How have we been doing things in the past years? Don't forget, Zimbabwe is one of the countries in Africa who is carrying up to now a heavy, long period of ban and normalization time. So we have to take in consideration the past of the Football Association, see what is happening today for us to prepare what is coming. The second part, after we've done this analysis, we'll then put down a strategy. And then that strategy will be implemented and be monitored to see if we are moving in the right direction. If we count the population in Zimbabwe, 16 million, I hear that there are around 18,000 schools. Okay? If we count the number of coaches, we don't have 1,000 coaches in the whole Zimbabwe. So if we can check the ratio of the youth that is maybe playing football or is willing to play football, we are not far away from what it should be. So we are planning, starting next year, to train between 350 to 500 coaches on introductory course everywhere in the country.
See. The voice there of Zifa, head of technical, Dominic Nyonzima, the brand new head of technical at Zifa. He's talking about the fact that they've done the numbers, they've looked at the amount of potential players that could be inducted into football, and the fact that we don't have enough coaches to take care of those footballers. So they're going out on a drive to ensure that they train coaches so that there is mass participation. That's something you've always talked about.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. We have talked about this over and over again. Where are the coaching courses? Where is the CAF courses? Where is CAF C? Where is CAF B? Where is CAF A? We want to develop, and we still don't. You cannot develop players without developing the coaches first. So there are no coaches at schools. We talked about it. Schools need to employ professional coaches.
Yeah.
From primary school, they already need. This is what developed countries do. Every school has got a professional football coach. So we have been talking about, and then mass participation.
Yeah.
We talked about mass participation. We need as many kids to play football as possible. We've always talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Go and play football in the area zone.
Yeah.
Area zone football, under 8, under 6, under 8, under 10, area zone, under 12, area zone. Then when you go to under 13s, under 14s, now we go district level.
Yeah.
Go at district level. Then when you go under 17, 18, and 19, you go at provincial level,
yeah.
even national, if we could be. Maybe reserve side, we go regional.
Yeah.
We have spoken about this.
Yeah, and
over and over again.
The great thing, Sean, is that we've spoken about it. Now it looks like Zifa's actually got a man who's going to do it, because we heard him break down the country into the very divisions that Alois is talking about. He talked about the fact that they're going to be provincial leagues at under 13, 15, 17 and 19 level. And so consequently, we can all look to with great interest and enthusiasm as to whether this is actually going to be done. If it's done, we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, because we need to get mass participation into football. And I think that was where the point was made, that maybe having four coaches who are then regional coaches set up in the different regions and making sure that we have various competitions at many various levels will help the development of football. And even the aspect that we also spoke about, playing football year-round and not having football be a second-term sport, and how you were saying that they've engaged with the Ministry of Education in terms of how to align and make sure that they are going to be, if I got them right, specialized schools that make sure that there are kids who are playing football year-round, but they're also not neglecting other activities as well as their school education as well. So the plan is solid, the plan is there, but now it's about execution.
Right.
You know, what boggles the mind is that it's not something new.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we have been, we were doing this. Kudara. But right time, from first team, you don't opera, you know, across the second team, you know, spill into the third team, nobody's opera born. Power out to time, one exams, but you know, we knew we were going to have Buddha. You understand? We knew this. We have always done this.
Yeah.
We have always had this league, Sarare League, you know.
They died.
That's why I'm saying, good. We are going back to the basics,
which is good,
which is quite good. Now we having someone from Bujumbura now to come and tell us what we need to be doing.
We
should have been doing all along.
Yeah.
You know, I hope it works out, because if the offices, these provincial offices, the Zifa,
Can as it's functional, then this thing would die as two birds.
Yes, he spoke about that.
Yeah, it would die as two birds because they have to be functional. Those provincial offices, they have to be functional. And like you said, the regional coaches have to be there in every. Then it
and
works. Regional
and provincial technical directors who report into head office.
Into head office, exactly.
So that when we are selecting an under 17 team and that Tsatara Mazita, we're not going to trials.
We're not going to trials. Provincial coaches already bring the best from their provinces.
Kuti, these are the best, and we can say to, like for instance, I would say, when we're looking for wingers, when we're looking for number 10s, Matabeleland is probably the place where we need to, because they've produced the arguably the best in those positions. We can immediately say, Matabeleland, we want A, B, C, D, F, G, and it becomes easier to do what we need to do. The other thing I liked, Sean, about this unveiling was the clarification of the relationship between the technical director and the national team coach, the senior national team coach. We've always thought to ourselves that the technical director oversees the senior national team, but it was clarified that they actually don't have a relationship whatsoever. Only when the national team coach is saying, I want a 19-year-old of these attributes and whatnot, then the technical director can send players to him. But in truth, the technical director is in charge of development.
Yes, it's about developing football players, which has to be the main concern, because I think it will muddy the waters if now you're thinking a national team level.
Yeah.
Because where are the players coming from? Where is the pipeline? Where is the pathway? Which is why I even liked he spoke about how they're going to have an online platform, making sure that they also establish a really diverse scouting system across the nation, where if you spot a player, players are already in the system, you're now just adding their attributes, their statistics and how they are performing, and that we now have a database where now you can track every player as they go along. They're talking about even the recently ended under 17 teams, where you're taking a look at countries like South Africa, Mozambique and Angola, and how those players have been in the pipeline for longer than 2 years, culminating in this under 17 tournament, and now they're all going for the under 17 AFCON. So that's what we need to have, and I like that it's divorced from national team activities.
Yeah.
We can focus on grassroots and football development, but I think I have a concern in terms of capacitation, because that wasn't really spoken about.
Okay.
Do we have the resources to be able to pour into the kind of, because the money is going to be needed.
Yeah, there's going to be.
You see, the funding from FIFA is actually for this particular purpose, not to pay players bonuses. You know, this is what he has actually said.
The
go gune purpose ye FIFA grant.
FIFA for.
Do ba rofa ra kuenda ikoko. Ye kubadara ma players ne ma workers e kuziva nani vano va ra ro tsaka.
Eh
ndo ku said we sales marketing jani jani vano va ro tsaka ma sponsors for that. But iye kubora iriko. Iriko shone. Wona ichino shota iri kutorwa iri kutorwa. I wanted to respond to you, Barry, about Kutikana national team coach Achida and 19-year-old. A progressive national team coach would be already be watching these boys play.
Correct.
Under 17 level.
Correct.
It's under 20 level. And I just say I'm under 20 essay.
Yeah.
Of fun. So I can actually at that particular age. I don't know. So I coach we South Africa.
Yeah.
I would have 17 year old to develop into the senior team. And I'm going to drop it down to the under 17 World Cup squad.
I'm going to number 10 under 17
So can I convey a bell drug function? All these things are so
the ecosystem has to work.
Once it's working, but I'll reiterate,
Iriko, that's for sure. He actually mentioned it in passing when he talked about the FIFA Forward Funds, that there is funding for this very purpose.
Yes,
and the reason why we haven't been getting it is because we haven't been doing what we're supposed to be doing. 0772-168-045, that's our number right here in the studio. Send us your WhatsApp message.
I wanted to ask you this, Barry. How would you describe the potential that the nation then has if we're able to tap into these development pathways?
Exponential. Absolutely exponential. Here's the thing. The the hope that I have is that we begin to structure our football correctly. There's an element that he didn't talk about, which is he spoke about the fact that, Zifa wants to set up national academies. That's very important. But what is even more important about those national academies is the philosophy, the way that we want to play. And so how we want to play will determine how we develop a player. Now, that's not to say that's how the senior national team will play. Spain is an outlier because senior national team football is about results.
Yeah.
Development is about development. Yeah. Okay, so
develop
the results are secondary.
Just all right? Develop the player.
So when we have a way in which we want to play, we're developing. Take for instance, if we have decided that we have fullbacks that bomb forward, we know that we're developing a player who, number one, has the engine to go back and forth at least 10 times a half. Okay, 110 meters every single trip that they take. We're developing a fullback who's able to cross the ball, who's able to take on a man, who's able to participate successfully in one-on-one duels. So that's the development that we're then doing. And then the national team coach is just taking
the best,
the best of those attributes that we will have developed. So the hope is that there will be a template, a framework upon which all of us can sit, all academies or everyone can sit on that framework. Not to say we're now playing the same football, no. Yeah. But we now have a way in which we develop
players.
A player. And that becomes now the product, because you can't start a machine on the factory floor and not know what's going to come out at the end of the production line. You have to be sure what's going
to
come out.
Yeah. So to reiterate what Barry is saying, Sean, is we develop the players. Not that we are going to play the same type of football, but now the coaches, different clubs are cherry picking the player that have been developed and play the style that they want.
Correct.
Using players that are finished ready. Product.
Yeah.
That are ready. Then you play your own style, yes. But you knowing that you have got the products for it. So you know what, with a cherry pick, could you want this product? And I play this way. You know, that's what we need.
Remember, there was a player who went across to Azerbaijan, who, in truth, here had been at the top of the tree. We were all singing his praises. He went to Azerbaijan, and with respect to Azerbaijan, it's not exactly one of the top leagues in Europe. But when he got there, at warm up. In the Rondo, they said that he wasn't developed correctly.
Yeah.
So already that tells you that there is a development template, a attributes that coaches look for, developed nations look for in a player and want to see, and we have to be able to develop that. 0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. Get in touch with us. A quick Warriors update. The Warriors are set to face off with South Africa in Durban next month in Zimbabwe's penultimate 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifier. Zimbabwe will host Bafana Bafana in their own backyard on the 10th of October before concluding their World Cup qualifying campaign, with a date against Lesotho 4 days later at a venue yet to be announced. I trust that will likely be Bloemfontein, because they've been playing their games in Bloemfontein, have Lesotho. So we take on Bafana at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium. That should be an interesting
venue.
Affair.
Interesting venue.
Stay right where you are. Move to the groove of the nation. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
All right, let's take a look at our local sports news roundup, starting with rugby news, where the Sports and Recreation Commission has appointed an interim management committee to take charge of rugby affairs in the country after the suspension of the Zimbabwe Rugby Union Board last week. The five-member committee, chaired by a business executive, Pedi Janda Jr., has been given a one-year tenure and is expected to be in office for the next year. Other members of the committee include banker Latifa Kasim, sports scientist artist and former youth coach Gareth Crabb, lawyer Wellington Magaya, and technical expert Godwin Murambiwa. In cricket news, Zimbabwe cricket captain Sikander Raza says former skipper Graham Creamer is being kept close to the national team as a standby option for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup Africa qualifier. Creamer, who last played international cricket 7 years ago, has been training with the Chevrons at Queen's Sports Club. And Raza said the veteran leg spinner's return is being carefully
managed. Did you say Graham Creamer?
Yeah, Graham Creamer.
Did I hear correctly?
Yes, the...
Guys.
The leg spinner. He's coming back, Barry.
Guys.
We are pulling all the old branches from the tree.
The leg spinner will be in the Chevrons. Watch it happen.
In mixed martial arts news, Elvis Sebraya Bumamoyo is excited about the prospect of fighting on home soil. In an interview from his Edenville gym based in Johannesburg, Moyo, who a fortnight ago lost his EFC, that's Extreme Fighting Championship Heavyweight title, on a technicality, confirmed that he's due to fight in Harare on the 21st of November.
This,
I love that,
is hit music.
So much time. Yeah. I want to tell my
Hi,
this is Lady Gaga.
I'm Dua Lipa.
What's up, I'm St. John.
All the hits.
Z. From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil. Get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Mercedes-Benz is a global icon of automotive excellence. Their latest model, the all-new 2025 E-Class, can now be purchased locally, but only through Zimoco. The stunning sedan redefines the luxury segment, blending timeless elegance with cutting-edge technology to deliver an unparalleled driving experience.
Now, a symphony of design and engineering, the 2025 E-Class has sleek and exterior lines and bold contours, exude sophistication and dynamism. The meticulously crafted interior is adorned with premium materials and state-of-the-art technology, which offers a haven of comfort and luxury.
All E-Classes are equipped with a suite of advanced safety features, including active distance assist, active steering assist, and active brake assist to enhance driver confidence and safety. Power and performance complete this sedan perfectly. Stay tuned for more. All right, in Formula One news, Max Verstappen has not ruled out challenging for the championship after dominating the Azerbaijan Grand Prix on a weekend. Both McLaren drivers struggled.
We understood a bit more about the car. Of course, it's too low down for tracks, right? So we have to wait and see how we're going to perform again on a high down for track. For now, we're just very happy with what we're doing. And then we'll just find out now in the upcoming races how that will go in other kind of layouts. 7 races to go and it's still 69 points. It's a lot. Basically, everything needs to go perfect from my side. And then a bit of luck from their side I need as well. You know, so it's still very tough.
See. Max Verstappen, and in truth, we risk sounding like he won the race because McLaren was so poor, but he was so good.
Yeah, ever since they fixed that flaw,
yeah,
and the car looks like it's now good, really good balance. He seems like he's unstoppable. Because
it feels like here we go again.
Yes, this is back to back pole to the checkered flag victories, yeah, 2 races, and when you hear him now talking about I need to stay perfect and hope for some luck from their side.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, the championship is still on. that sets up the rest of the season very excitingly because they are making uncharacteristic mistakes. We saw Oscar Piastri crashing. First lap.
You can't even finish the first lap. And now, and you're leading the championship.
Yeah, and now people are making fun of Lando Norris that when he doesn't have anyone to exchange positions with, he finishes seventh in the race. So it's going to be the rest of the interesting season. Andrea Stella is also saying, Max Verstappen is going to be a factor for the rest of the season. I just wish that there was more support from Yuki Tsunoda because I think that's where the Red Bull now strategy then becomes a bit shaky because they can't really rely on him.
Yeah, on the Constructors' Championship, they can't really make a charge of it. But on the drivers, Max Verstappen has put himself right in the frame. However, Oscar Piastri still leads the driver's standings by 324 points. He's now 25 points ahead of his teammate Lando Norris, who sits on 299. Now the chase begins. Max Verstappen is in third on 255 points, but that can be cut down very quickly if McLaren continues to make mistakes. In the Constructors' Championship, McLaren is in front on 623. I think that's all done bar the shouting. Mercedes second on 290. Ferrari is in third on 286. The 2025 Formula One title fight continues under the lights at the Singapore Grand Prix next weekend. We're in the streets in Singapore once again. All right, let's keep talking about the E-Class. It's powered by a potent engine that delivers exhilarating performance and exceptional fuel efficiency. The 9-speed automatic transmission ensures smooth and responsive gear shifts, while the advanced suspension system provides a comfortable and dynamic ride.
Now, the engine features mild hybrid technology that boosts engine output and performance by virtually eliminating power lag and improving fuel efficiency. Indulge in a symphony of power, elegance, and innovation. The 2025 E300 isn't just a car, it's a statement of a redefined taste, cutting-edge technology, and a commitment to sustainable luxury.
Visit Zimoko, the official home of Mercedes-Benz brand in Zimbabwe, to find out more about the all-new E-Class and other exciting 2025 Mercedes-Benz models. Alternatively, email Zimoko on inquiries at zimoko.co.zw and experience the Zimoko difference. Zimoko, specialized service for special brands.
Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoko, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoko, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, my name's Ryan Cairns, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's take you around the world in 60, starting in Tokyo, where a record number of nations won medals at the World Athletics Championships, with a total of 53 countries making it onto the medal table at the 20th edition of the event. In Johannesburg, wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock has reversed his retirement from one-day internationals and been recalled by South Africa for the ODIs and T20s against Pakistan starting next month.
So it's not just Zimbabwe.
It's also South Africa. In news from New York, Luke Donald has revealed that Team Europe's players rejected any possibility of getting paid to feature at the Ryder Cup, despite Team USA receiving a fee to feature at Bethpage Black. And in Detroit, Jamar Gibbs and David Montgomery ran for two touchdowns apiece as the Lions bullied their way to a 38-30 win over the Baltimore Ravens, with their quarterback Lamar Jackson being sacked 7 times.
Ready for summer? Oh yeah, we are too. I got feeling it's getting hot in here. How you feel right now? Even if it's raining, hey, I'm not complaining. I got your breath. Oh, when you walk by every night, talk is clear, looking fine. Make it the best summer.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
We understood a bit more.
Hey!
0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. Get in touch with us and you can have your say. It's Toby Palake and he says, hi guys, Mati Krima is in the Chevron squad. Ah, Zagaoma. It's like hearing Kuti Benjani is back in the Warriors squad.
Mati Krima has been training with the Chevron squad, but there is a possibility that he might be included here for this T20 Africa Global Qualifier.
And you said, I think Arsenal have a better squad than Man City, if not the best after Liverpool. So yeah, you've heard about Graham Creamer. And to be fair, without laughing, Graham Creamer, he's been playing.
Yeah, he has been playing.
And he's been taking wickets.
If he's good enough, then he plays. I just wanted to respond to the best after Liverpool. No, he's second after Liverpool.
Yes.
You can't say he's the best.
The best after Liverpool.
He's second.
Mjara Chakwa says, high sports team, if SRC is doing its work with guidance from the WRU, that's World Rugby, then it's okay. Let's give them time to clean our rugby. Cause Zifa Boyere to choose to host South Africa in their homeland rather than hosting them Somalia, Mozambique, or Botswana. What will other opponents in the group think? Dara Chakwas has that question. Alois, what are your thoughts?
England even listened to Yagangova was terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And besides, like you just said, now it's just take money. Mm-hmm. We're out of contention and we look for a venue that will most probably be filled to capacity, and we know that we've got a high high number of Zimbabweans in Durban, and at the same time South Africa is gunning for this match, so everybody will be going to Durban for the, so this is a Zimbabwe's home match, so it's all our money. We are filling Moses Mabhida Stadium and we take the money
and
pay the players, so we don't want players to be complaining about their bonuses and what have you, match allowances, because the money will be there. Probably there is surplus to bring home to take into to development,
100% exactly.
Take the money into development.
You know what? Yeah. Here's my chat, and you say it. Ndara Chakwas in your message, and you say, hosting them in Somalia, Mozambique, or Botswana. What will other opponents in the group think? That's where I have a challenge, because Zimbabwe must do what is good for Zimbabwe. What everyone else thinks in the group without being harsh about it, we don't care. And right now, Zimbabwe needs to do what's best for Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has an opportunity, because we're using South African stadiums, to make a lot of money on this game.
Yeah.
Why the heck not? Why should we play in an empty stadium in Botswana?
And waste money taking the players there.
Exactly. So that we give Benin a chance to go to the World Cup. Why are we so magnanimous? So
why do we prefer Benin?
Yeah.
And now these matches have become so critical for us, because they are one of the few competitive matches we have before the Africa Cup of Nations, and we need a nice last surface to get our game together.
Yeah, as well as you played football at the highest level. A footballer wants to play Munecha Hung.
Yeah.
And no matter what.
Yeah, the glamorous stadium.
Yeah, that's what a footballer wants. So
goosebumps just thinking about the game 2, 3, 4 days before
it becomes
the match.
A big game. Yeah, it's like, guys, let's do what's good for Zimbabwe. Zifa yaifanira kungoti South Africa mukuda kutambira kupiko, because the game harichina basa. Yeah. Fair enough.
We are the home team.
Congratulations to Dembele for winning the ultimate accolade. Yes, we're hosting SA at home. Moses Mabhida, we won't lose. Zim Durban community is ready. Takuzwa Murenje in Durban, South Africa. You see, so Zimbabweans are even saying with 10 to
go home.
Yeah.
Yes. Saka, take money, guys. Gati,
If we play to our potential, we can sucker punch South Africa.
We certainly can.
Probably you're South Africa, but I'm sure South Africa, they know this is not a game to toy around with.
Yes. All right, let's go to more of your messages. This one says, hey guys, it's Blessed in Eastview. Good evening to you, Blessed. Thanks for getting in touch. Come Sunday, Dynamos will thrash Caps United 3-0 and Caps will sink into the red zone. We'll take your predictions closer to the weekend, probably on Friday. of the big derby, and there's a big derby coming in Harare, that is for sure. This guy called Lando Norris, he could have closed the gap, but alas, Arthur, thanks for getting in touch. Warriors versus Bafana Bafana, I see four goals past our keeper of the day, none past Williams. Go Warriors, go, but we don't have even a slight chance. Let's not call a shovel a spade. That's Uncle Elmo Zengeza for.
I wouldn't say that.
In truth, on paper,
we actually might just be a banana scheme.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy game. Kargamombe in Kutama, he says, hi sports team, sports development to that magnitude will remain a pie in the sky. There's a lot of homework which needs to be done. Philosophy comes with with a coach, not changing one coach after the other. Consistency is important.
No, and I think we the technical director.
Yes, we talked about the difference between first team football and development football.
Yeah.
They are not associated, okay?
No.
Development football, Tigaroa kana 3-0 near South Africa. We're not concerned. We're not worried, okay? Because what we want to see is what the boys were taught. Shichibudam ground. Tigaroa 3-0 at senior level, someone gets fired, okay? Why? Because senior level, it's about results. Yep. What we are talking about is developing a player who's ready to get onto the biggest stages in the world and hold his own.
Very true.
Or her own.
Yeah. Chakazongo yipachete neche kuti tizopaya ku development kwacho tozorowa 3-4-0 tizoti tizotakapika team ine zuru.
Right.
Pangwenda tikangononga nonga vapana muma schools muma college. Tikalande totamba bhora.
That's it.
Izvo ndozvatisingadi. But kana takaziva kuti these boys were picked on merit from their provinces and coming through and vachitamba bhora rati exciting football, and you can actually see they've got the basics.
Yes.
That way, so we are happy.
Manda, Kosafa Yapere, there were some boys who lacked the basics, just even just a first touch, okay?
Exactly.
Just how to trap the ball.
No, that's
the different levels of control, yeah. Where that controlling without outside of your foot, controlling with the instep, push pass, wedge control, little simple things that you're supposed to have.
And you saw all of that in South Africa.
Yeah.
In
South Africa. And that's what you're on the lookout for when it comes to junior competitions now. Aside from the results, more about the performance.
Yes, 100%. Cool, guys, is this Ballon d'Or achievement going to be won by a defender? I have my doubts. It'll take a lot.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, it takes
what was the last one? Cannavaro,
yeah.
But this, I think this is one of the least glamorous Ballon d'Ors in a long time. It is so lukewarm.
It feels a bit like the Modric one.
The Modric one,
to go back.
The Modric one, to be honest, the Modric one, at least yaga itwa on the back of a World Cup.
Yes.
You know, so
and Messi was ginger.
Yes. Yeah. But now this one. Plus, sometimes you feel like we start trying to figure out my games. I pizza to my watcher to Kangang. Forget right. Some of the games.
You do, they're forgettable. Dear Ronald Chigadama, pa Highbury Estates in Mangura, he says, guys, munotaura bora, utunga miri we na vumuno, ngavanzwe imi, vagadaro, tnuenda. Kumberi. Thanks a lot for getting in touch.
Thank you,
Ronald, and letting us know your thoughts. We do this because you guys support us. Let's dive into the beautiful game.
Lock it. CFM stereo is untouchable. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on CFM Sport.
Let's start at the Ballon d'Or, when an emotional Ousmane Dembele broke into tears as he thanked his mom for supporting his career after winning the men's Ballon d'Or in Paris last night.
When you're young, you hope to win the Champions League, the World Cup, to be the best player you can be. Winning the Ballon d'Or is exceptional.
Ousmane Dembele, when we left the studio yesterday, we knew it was going to be one of the two that ended up on the podium.
Yeah.
And that was Lamine Yamal and Ousmane Dembele. But Dembele had the edge because he won stuff. He won a treble and so on. And also PSG played some really, really sweet stuff. So not entirely surprising.
No, it wasn't really surprising because, to be honest, I don't think Yamal gave solid competition for Dembele by virtue of not having won things. He won things, yes, he played well, but Anema trophy.
Yeah, the Champions League really is what swung it.
Yes, to back it up. Whereas Yamal, it was more like he was a better player.
Mm-hmm.
Individually.
Better to watch, yeah.
Individually, he was better to watch. Mm. More exciting to watch. But
more memorable.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Yeah. If Spain had won the Euro or Barcelona had won the Champions League, Yamin would have walked away with this one because he's a better player.
Yeah.
He was a better entertainer. He was better to the eye than Dembele. But unfortunately, his teams let him down.
Yes. And unfortunately, that's where we are. We have this debate every year about the fact that team achievements are being appropriated incorrectly to individual performance,
yes,
and therefore they then look at, but what did he win?
Individuals don't win trophies.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, as footballers, they want to get recognition. These are prestigious nights and everything, but the consistency of the awards, for me personally, I'm going to be a party pooper. That's why I believe the Ballon d'Or is a sham. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because
it's a sham.
You take a look even the top 30 rankings,
yeah,
and you see that top 10, you don't see Harry Kane.
Harry Kane
is arguably one of the best strikers in the world.
In world football.
So to not seeing in the top 10 doesn't make any sense. Virgil van Dijk, I don't like the man, but I can acknowledge that he's one of the best defenders in the world. Nowhere inside the top 10. So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's too subjective. An award that it doesn't deliver what we are all seeing with our eyes.
Yeah, it's just too full of sentiment.
It's way too much sentiment, and then also it looks like there's score settling, there's all sorts of things that. And another thing that I believe worked in Dembele's favor is that he's French and he plays for a French team. That achieved. So this is a French the awards are run by France Football.
It's courted so French.
Yeah.
I wanna pile on some more.
Yeah.
So the women's Ballon d'Or went to Aitana Bonmatí and she won it for the third time in a row. And she actually knows it's an illustrious company.
Yes.
But here's the inconsistency. Mm-hmm. She was out for about half the season because she had an injury.
Correct.
She wasn't even the best player in her Barcelona team.
Yes.
Because Alexia Putellas.
Even last year. She was not even.
You don't give it to another Spanish international who made the Euros final with the team and won the Champions League final with Arsenal. That's Mariona Caldente. And furthermore, you've got Alessia Russo, who won the Golden Boot in England. She won the Champions League and she won the Euros.
Yes.
And she doesn't win the award.
And it's not delivering the results that we expect. I hope that France Football will look into the criteria or how they run it, the whole strategy around it, to make it a little more objective. Where we are able to, what we're seeing is what comes out in the end.
Did she win?
It's crazy. And you know what? I recall, I think it was in the semi-final of the Euros, where she really, really came to the party. Was it against Germany? I think it was.
Yeah.
That's where I saw the Aitana Bonmatí.
Yeah, she had one or two games. She would have had some good performances.
Yeah, she didn't perform a few games.
Enough to, I think Alexis, she had a body of work that you can point to. So I think there was a bit of robbery at the Ballon d'Or all around. But nonetheless, a quick look at some of the awards. Men's Copa, which is Best Young Player. Lamine Yamal, of course, that goes without saying. And then the women's was Vicky Lopez of Barcelona out in Spain. And of course, the Yashin Trophy went to Gianluigi Donnarumma. I think that was goes without saying. Paris Saint-Germain, absolutely brilliant. Goalkeeper. And then the women's goalkeeper went to Hannah Hampton of England. And Chelsea, she single-handedly won the Euros for England.
Country, yeah.
She She stood between them and defeat many, many times. Coach of the Year was, of course, Luis Enrique with his exploits at the Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, that was fair.
Yeah, that's fair. 100%. Yeah. The women's trophy for Coach of the Year, Serena Weigman, again. Yes, I think that was fair. And then Gerd Müller trophy for the best striker, Victor Gyökeres. He scored the most goals, so, you know, whatever. He's at Arsenal now, but he did these when he was a sporting club of Portugal. Women's Gerd Müller, top striker, Eva Pajor, of course, who's Polish, but plays for Barcelona. And then men's club of the year, Paris Saint-Germain, obvious. Women's club of the year, Arsenal. Basically, I should have just said the winners of the Champions League.
Yeah.
That would have done
simple.
It. Then there was the top 10, like Sean alluded to, where we find quite a few players missing. Let's give you a quick roundup of what's happening in European football.
Enjoy the taste of French football on ZFM Sport.
All right, before we go there, we stirred a hornet's nest. Dini from Waterfall says, Yamal had flair and all, but guys, don't you think Rafinha was better? In my view, Rafinha probably had a better season in club football, most definitely. I think that he did a lot more for Barcelona. He was Barcelona's best player at a time. But then Lamine Yamal, there's a point where he clicked into gear when he played for Spain, and then his Barcelona performances went up a gear. So I think that recency bias also, I think, applied to that one. All right, let's talk about French football. While the Ballon d'Or was taking place, Paris Saint-Germain was taking on Marseille. Guess what happened? Marseille beat PSG. Marseille manager Roberto De Zerbi, he described his side's 1-0 win over Paris Saint-Germain last night as one of the best days since his arrival at the club, but said they must keep building momentum if they are to become a great team. You know, I saw Marseille play in the Champions League match.
I'm telling you.
De Zerbi's cooking.
Oh, by the way, I'm a Marseille fan.
Every opportunity to remind us.
No, but that Champions League game showed me that they are a great side.
Yeah.
They can go far, even in Europe.
Yeah.
They will go far. And I've got a feeling that even in the French League this season, they will fight for it.
Yeah, they'll be there or thereabouts, but they've got some work to do. It's early doors. They are still 3 points behind Paris Saint-Germain, but a victory like this obviously does them a power of good. In Italy, Arrigo Sacchi believes Antonio Conte will scold his players after a 3-2 win against Pisa, saying that Conte's method, and so far it has brought great result. Napoli were made to work hard, but they maintained their perfect start to the Serie A season. And 3-2 against Pisa. Pisa was not right. They should have destroyed them, because this is Napoli. You're defending champions and you got all the players.
Yeah, but you saw early season players are still trying to find the right combination.
Excuses.
Which team is playing well right now?
None, but I suppose get the victory. Coppa Italia, Cagliari takes on Frosinone, Udinese versus Palermo, AC Milan hosts Lecce. In La Liga matches tonight, the Athletic Club takes on Girona, Espanyol versus Valencia, Levante takes on Real de Madrid. And then there is cup action in England, Liverpool versus Southampton, Lincoln
City. Come on, Sutton!
Do whatever. Lincoln City versus Chelsea, and then Wolves will be taking on Everton. Wolves, hopefully, don't continue with their woeful start to the season. We've got to go, but we're back tomorrow. Don't miss the show. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Menande, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. No, thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James...
the worst is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.